Hello, this is Susan with Sight into Sound in Houston, Texas, and this is day 27 of the series of readings and meditations that I've prepared for you for this Lent. These words are by Father Henry Nouwen, and they continue the theme that we spoke of yesterday of loneliness, but this is the transformation of loneliness into solitude. To live a spiritual life, we must first find the courage to enter into the desert of our loneliness and to change it by gentle and persistent efforts into a garden of solitude. This requires not only courage, but also a strong faith. As hard as it is to believe that the dry, desolate desert can yield endless varieties of flowers, it is equally hard to imagine that our loneliness is hiding unknown beauty. The movement from loneliness to solitude, however, is the beginning of any spiritual life, because it is a movement from the restless senses to the restful spirit, from the outward reaching cravings to the inward reaching search, from the fearful clinging to the fearless play. All human beings are alone. No other person will completely feel like we do, think like we do, act like we do. Each of us is unique, and our aloneness is the other side of our uniqueness. The question is whether we let our aloneness become loneliness, or whether we allow it to lead us into solitude. Loneliness is painful. Solitude is peaceful. Loneliness makes us cling to others in desperation. Solitude allows us to respect others in their uniqueness and create community. Letting our aloneness grow into solitude and not into loneliness is a lifelong struggle. It requires conscious choices about whom to be with, what to study, how to pray, and when to ask for counsel. But wise choices will help us to find the solitude where our hearts can grow in love. Father Henry Nouwen, 1932-1996, was a Dutch Catholic priest, professor, writer, and theologian. His interests were rooted primarily in psychology, pastoral ministry, spirituality, social justice, and community. He is the author of more than 30 books, among them The Wounded Healer, Compassion, and With Open Hands. He has taught at the University of Notre Dame, Yale, and Harvard. In 1986, he became the pastor of the Eich Daybreak in Toronto, where he shared his life with people with mental disabilities. Thank you.